This is an ABC podcast.
Just a warning before we start. This episode contains some strong language.
It's August 2005, on the cusp of Melbourne Spring, and Nicola Gobbo is on her way to the Magistrates Court in the centre of the city. She's due at what should be a run-of-the-mill bail application, but she's having a sort of internal crisis.
It sounds ridiculous to even say this, but I wanted a tram to hit me on the way to court that morning because I could not work out how to not disappoint anyone or how to not let anyone down and how to get out of that mess. Well, probably in a way that meant I didn't have to stand up to anyone, which is, seems to be what I had an inability to do.
After years of trying to please everyone in her working life, the people she's trying to defend, the gangland bosses who pay many of the bills, she just can't do it anymore. This has been building up for a long time. A year earlier, she'd helped a hitman roll on Carl Williams, and she'd been questioned over what she knew about the Hodson murders. Right after that, she suffered a stroke.
Most likely caused by a tiny blood clot coming off the edge of a hole in my heart that nobody ever knew that I actually had.
Nicola survived, but she was left with permanent facial pain. It was a warning from her body to slow down.
I should have probably ceased work. Had the strength, I don't know if strength's the right word, but I walked away from everything.
Instead of using the stroke as a reason to slow down, she went back to the same intense work ethic, the same clients, the same dilemmas. And today, she has a particularly tricky dilemma.